Thank you for calling the Irish Water Contact Centre. Please note that your call may be recorded for training and quality purposes. Please choose one of the following options.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Irish Water. My name is Lauren. How can I help you today?
Hi, Lauren. How are you doing? Am I right in thinking that the legislation being used for the installation of water meters is the Water Services Act 2013? Is that the correct one?
That's it, yeah.
And there's no other legislation other than that one, is there not?
That directly... As far as I'm aware, anyway.
Right. It's just, I'm looking at it here, and it starts off, an act to make provision in relation to the installation and maintenance of water meters in dwellings. And I'm seeing there's a lot of controversy happening out there. People are talking about public footpaths. So you've no legislation to fit meters to the public areas, only for in dwellings, which of course would be protected under the Constitution, Bunraig Éireann, 1937.
Just bear with me one moment and I'll just double check my system here, okay?
No problem.
What's your own name, sorry?
Oh, I don't want to give out that, if that's okay with you.
You don't want to give me your name, okay. Can you just tell me what you're asking me again there, just so I can double check.
Sure. I'm just asking, is the only legislation Irish Water are using to fit the water meters is the Water Services Act 2013, or is there any other legislation they're relying on?
We're using that. We also have the Water Services Amendment, and there's also another document to go with the Water Services Act 2013. What is the question you're asking? Is that...
Well, okay, are they available online somewhere for me to look up?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, they're all publicised.
Would they be on your website?
If they're not on the website, if you just Google what you're looking for, like there's the Water Services Amendment Act 2012, and then there's the Water Services Act 2013.
And are they still relying on fitting meters in dwellings? Is that language still in there, do you know, or... Is there something
I'm not quite sure. I wouldn't be 100% sure. Now, I can escalate this to the relevant department if you wish. I'd have to take your details.
Well, I'll look it up first and I'll see what's what. And I'll call you back. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, the reason I was making that inquiry with Irish Water was, or Uisce Éireann as they're known as well, was because no legislation can override any article of the Constitution, Bunraig Éireann, 1937. It clearly says that in there. And if any article or any legislation produced is repugnant, it is repugnant to the full extent thereof. Now, Irish Water, very clearly in the 2013 legislation, are fitting meters in dwellings. Now, they cannot override Article 40.5, which is the dwelling is inviolable save in accordance with law. And they, of course, are relying upon legislation. And legislation, of course, is positive law. To see the difference, you can see positive law is mentioned in Bunraig Éireann 1937 as well, in Article 41.11, and other areas. So that's it. I just wanted to double check, just so I can inform you, the listener, and the people out there who are concerned about this, that you can actually do something about this. One would have to, of course, call the Gardaí if somebody was... forcibly attempting to enter your dwelling. Now, Irish Water appear to be doing just that because they are forcing these meters into dwellings, according to them, and if they're not fitting them into dwellings, then clearly they have no legislation to rely upon, and therefore they literally haven't a leg to stand on. So that's why I just wanted everybody to be made aware of that. I want the people to be educated and informed. And don't forget to tune in live every Sunday night to hear me on peoplesinternetradio.com, and every other night of the week there are other guys on there too from all around the world. Talk to you all soon.